The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. We are all communicating more than ever through texts, through tweets, through Facebook posts, etc. But we need to do it in a really cohesive and effective way. And our next guest is helping people to do that. He's the co-founder and president of Axios. The brief headline blurb about the news. They do such a good job of it, and they want to share this information. So they've come out with a book now called Smart Brevity. Roy Schwartz on the line with us right now. Good morning, Roy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I remember the AP style book for years has been the Bible for news writers. I feel like Smart Brevity could be the new Bible for digital news writers. Is that kind of what you were going for here?
Absolutely. So the reason we created it, so myself and Jim Van High and Mike Allen, the three co-founders, we were at Politico. So Jim and Mike founded Politico back in 2007. And we've learned a lot about news and information and how people digest it. And in 2016, we started to see a disturbing trend of people being overwhelmed with news and information, mm-hmm. fake news, real news, people overwhelmed with tweets, as you said, and emails. And we realized that we needed to really retrain how we write content for the phone. I would say beyond just being for the digital age, I would say 80% of consumption is now on the phone. So the actual format of how you write content has to change, whether you're writing an email, whether you're writing on social media. Most consumption is now done on the phone. And so that is just a very different screen size. And so reformatting how you think about written content is essential in this day and age.
It is. I know the knock for a long time has been, people don't read anymore. You're not getting enough of the facts here. But the fact is, a lot of people just skip over an article that's too long, don't they?
Absolutely. So the research shows, and the reason we created Axios from a news perspective, was that people were only reading 250 to 350 words. They basically jumped into an article, read the headline, scanned the first and last paragraph. They just kind of wanted to know what's new and why it matters. So when Axios redid how we formatted the news, we tried to give as much content as we could in one or at most two screens of your phone, give you the what's new, give you the why it matters. We've learned a lot. We've been doing this for 6 years now. And so we've taken all of that and put it into the book Smart Brevity so that not just news people, this, by the way, is not for journalists. This is for business people. It's for church leaders. It's for teachers. It's for anyone who is trying to communicate a message and having trouble because we're all overwhelmed with the amount of content that we get.
Well, you make a really good point there, Roy, because I feel like we've gotten worse at communicating in recent years, but I'm not sure that we've gotten worse. We just haven't adapted to the new media yet.
That's right. Two things that are happening. One is, unfortunately, this is just the reality. Our attention spans are shrinking. It's not your imagination. Whether it's social media or television or just content in general has sped up. And so we are expecting, our brains are expecting a dopamine hit every few seconds. And so the attention span to read a long memo or a white paper, that's completely disappeared. And so being able to convey your message crisply is very important. Unfortunately, most people just sit down and start typing, and so they don't spend the time and the effort to construct what they want to say. They don't think about their audience and the amount of time pressure that they're under. And so in many ways, they're selfish about how they write content and then expect people to read it all.
Yeah, exactly. I find that with podcasts. I can't tell you how many podcasts I've turned off because I could only get a couple minutes into it because the host is just rambling on about what the podcast is and why they're doing it. And once you get a couple of minutes into something like that, if you haven't learned anything, you just want to move on to the next thing.
Well, that's right. You have so many choices now. So that's when you're writing content or speaking content, The concept of smart brevity is really important. So first, really think about the audience. Like, what are they trying to achieve? How are you going to get in front of them? When you think about your message, how do you convey it as concisely as possible? Think about what's most important. Create a hierarchy in the content. put the most important stuff at the top. So even if they don't finish it, at least you've conveyed what you wanted at the very top of the message. And that's true whether that's, you know, an internal piece of communication for a company or whether you're a teacher and trying to talk to parents or students.
I can really appreciate this, Roy, as a broadcaster who got his start in this business writing broadcast news, writing broadcast copy. And I still do that occasionally today. The hardest part of doing that, and the hardest part of, I think, what you're talking about at Smart Brevity, is breaking it down and eliminating words. And to me, that's always kind of fun is, you know, you write copy that's too long. Okay, what can we get rid of and still tell the story? And to me, that's actually kind of a fun thing to do. And the more you do it, the more you learn how to write in a really short, crisp, succinct style.
That's exactly right. And if it's written content, then I would add to that not just the format, but also things like bullet points, mm-hmm. and bolding. The way you use them, the brain actually does respond to those things extremely well. Long paragraphs of blocks of text, your eyes literally get sad, and you may not realize it, but your brain just basically starts scanning content.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. This is a book, as you said, is for anybody who is communicating, whether it's digitally or otherwise. You don't have to be a journalist, although I think this is going to be a great tool for journalists as well. Smart Brevity, The Power of Saying More with Less, by the founders of Axios, which, by the way, made news just within the last month. Cox Enterprises is buying Axios. Anything you can tell us about that, or is that going to change how things go at Axios at all?
No, it's exciting. The sale is complete. It was completed last month. Cox is a great family-run, family-owned business, and we're excited to be part of it. So they're going to help us grow. They're injecting more money into it. And for those that don't know, on the news side, we're expanding and creating local news sites, mainly in newsletters. That's our main form of communication. We provide a morning newsletter in 25 cities. We're going to expand to 50 cities in the next year. And so Cox is helping us do that. So we're very excited about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely exciting stuff. Roy, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Roy Schwartz, one of the co-founders and the president of Axios, which is the to-the-point blurbs about the news. And Smart Brevity is the book that he's co-authored, The Power of Saying More with Less.